You feel the squeeze the moment you step onto a small homestead. Every square foot carries weight. Every choice takes years to show if you were right or wrong. Space is tight, weather shifts without warning, and the soil never forgets a mistake. You look at the ground and understand the cost. If you pick the wrong fruit tree, it will fight the climate, drain your time, and eat the season. If you pick the right one, it can anchor the place for decades. You track the light. You watch how wind cuts across the yard. You test the soil and feel the pressure rise. Apples pull steady in cold regions. Citrus holds ground in warm zones. Mango carries heat strength of the tropics back it. Berries slip into corners where nothing else fits. The work starts before planting. You judge what survives, what thrives, and what wastes your effort. You only get one chance to set the map. After that, the land keeps score. Chapter 1. Space, Climate, and Choosing What Survives. You start by treating the small homestead as a site under pressure. Limited ground forces, clear decisions, and the margin for error is thin. You begin with light. You move through the property during early morning, mid-afternoon, and evening to confirm how the sun cuts across each zone. You note where shadows settle and how long they stay. Fruit trees fail when light is misread, so you record the pattern with precision. You avoid guesswork. You make a map. You check airflow next. Cold regions trap frost in low pockets. Warm regions build heat in enclosed corners. Tropical zones carry heavy moisture that sits against trunks and encourages rot. You walk the ground with this in mind. You look for narrow paths where wind funnels hard, and you mark areas that stay still and stale. Both extremes punish young trees. You want balanced movement. You select future planting spots where wind breaks and breathes without stripping leaves. Soil depth and strength come next. You probe the ground with a shovel and feel how it resists you. Clay holds water and suffocates roots. Sandy soil drains fast and starves them of stability. Loam gives you the clean pull you want. You test at several points because a small homestead can shift soil type in short distance. You confirm if hardpan sits beneath. You check for old debris or buried rubble that could block root spread. You shape your expectations around what the soil can give and what it refuses to carry. Water access is a pressure point. A fruit tree can survive poor soil with steady water. It cannot survive perfect soil with erratic water. You look at your supply line. You measure distance from spigots, barrels, or irrigation lines. You track how rain behaves across the land. Some spots flood during storms. Some dry fast within a day. You chart these patterns before thinking about varieties. You do not plant a mango where water stagnates, and you do not place apples where summer cracks the soil. You match species to behavior on the ground. Climate sorting decides the roster. Cold regions demand fruit that handles deep chill and short seasons. Apples, pears, and hardy berries are built for this. They take cold nights and rebound in spring. You choose cultivars rated for your zone. If your winters drop below zero often, you tighten the list further. You avoid anything that slips under late frost pressure. You work with plants that know how to rest hard and wake clean. Warm temperate zones give you more range. Citrus, figs, and certain stone fruits take root here. They need reliable heat, but not the long, heavy seasons of the tropics. They fail when deep cold hits, so you mark any area of your yard that catches frost first. You do not plant citrus in a low dip where cold settles. You lift them slightly on a mound, or place them near a wall that radiates stored heat at night. You respect the line between workable chill and destructive freeze. Tropical regions allow mango, soursop, avocado, and perennial herbs to thrive. They hold steady in heat and humidity. They demand space above and strength below. Tropical storms test their anchoring, so you avoid narrow corridors where wind tears through. You confirm drainage is strong because heavy rain can drown roots fast. You understand that tropical fruit carries weight and needs wide crowns. In a small homestead, this means controlling size from the start or selecting dwarf forms. Rootstock decides the final shape. Many homesteaders ignore this and suffer for years. You do not. You study the available rootstock options for apples, citrus, and stone fruit. Dwarf rootstock keeps trees under 10 feet and allows tight spacing. Semi-dwarf gives you stronger anchoring, but still limits height. Standard rootstock grows massive and does not fit a small homestead. You match rootstock to your space map. You choose what allows airflow between branches and what prevents shading out the rest of your system. Disease resistance is another quiet force. Fire blight targets apples and pears. Citrus greening threatens warm region citrus. Anthracnose hits mango in humid zones. You select cultivars with proven resistance or tolerance. You understand this is not optional. Disease pressure rises every year as weather patterns swing. You choose trees that hold ground without demanding chemical rescue. You pick varieties known to perform in your specific region and not just the broad zone number. Next, you chart the planting map. You take the climate sorting, soil assessment, and light tracking and assemble them into a single layout. You assign one primary fruit anchor. In cold regions, this is often apples. In warm zones, citrus. In the tropics, mango or avocado. You choose one anchor because a small homestead cannot support multiple large canopies without collapse. Around this anchor, you arrange support species that will not choke its growth. You remember that roots spread far wider than branches. You give every anchor enough ground to reach stability. You look at berries. They fit into corners that trees cannot use. They accept partial shade and shallow soil. You slot them into gaps where sunlight hits for a few hours and then shifts. You treat them as productive fillers that turn wasted ground into yield. Blueberries suit cold and warm temperate zones if the soil is acidic. Blackberries and raspberries accept rougher soil. Strawberries slip into edges where nothing else belongs. In the tropics, you use mulberry or tropical berry shrubs that tolerate heat and moisture. You now consider perennials other than fruit. These act as pressure buffers. Herbs like rosemary, thyme, and oregano thrive in warm zones. Ginger and turmeric fit tropical belts. Rhubarb and hardy perennial greens fit cold ground. You place these near paths where care is simple. You avoid areas that force you to trample soil near young trees. You build a system where every move counts and every plant supports the next. Windbreaks are your final structural choice. A small homestead suffers when exposed. You plant shrubs or small, hardy perennials along the edges where wind strikes hardest. This protects young fruit trees without blocking sun. You avoid solid walls that cause turbulence. You create layered breaks that slow wind instead of stopping it. You protect yield before it exists. You step back and study the map. You look at every tree, shrub, and perennial you chose. You check for overcrowding. You confirm that no canopy will crash into another. You run through the seasons in your head. You picture winter freeze, spring rise, summer heat, and fall shift. You test your layout against each one. You check if a root will run into trouble, if a trunk will tilt toward a weak zone, or if a branch will steal sun from a neighbor. The pressure rises because this is the moment where mistakes lock in for years. You feel it. And you accept it. The land will not forgive poor planning. A wrong choice costs seasons. A right choice builds a system that keeps feeding you without breaking under strain. You understand now that this first step is not about planting. It is about survival and long-term stability. You finish the map. You commit to the choices. You know what your land can carry. You move toward the next stage where the real work begins. Chapter 2. Planting, Establishment, and Early Risk. You move into the ground phase with precision because the first year decides everything. A fruit tree that struggles in its first season rarely recovers clean. You begin by preparing the soil according to what your region demands. Cold regions with heavy clay need lift beds. You raise the soil 6 to 8 inches to improve drainage and warm the root zone faster in spring. You break the clay by mixing coarse organic matter, not fine compost alone. Warm temperate zones with loam need loosening, not overhaul. You open the soil with a fork, keep structure intact, and avoid overworking it. Tropical regions force a different approach. You cut drainage channels first. Because rainfall hits hard and fast, you want the excess gone before it suffocates the roots. Once the soil is shaped, you check moisture. It must be damp, but not wet. Cold regions often hold water through early thaw, so you test before digging. Warm regions may dry fast, so you irrigate lightly. Tropics bring sudden rain, so timing matters. You do not plant into soaked ground. You do not plant into dust. You aim for balanced moisture because roots take shape under controlled conditions, not extremes. Now you position the tree. Apples in cold zones go in the sunniest section of the map. You set citrus in warm areas where they receive steady heat but avoid frost pockets. Mango in tropical zones gets the strongest airloaf without exposing it to tearing winds. Berries shift into the partial sun margins. You place each according to the map you built earlier. You do not improvise now. Improvisation after mapping wastes the entire design. You inspect the root ball. If the tree is bare root, you inspect every root for breakage or rot. You trim damaged tips with clean cuts. If the tree is in a container, you check for circling roots. You break them gently and spread them outward. You do not leave them wrapped or tight. Circling roots stunt the tree for life. This step is not optional. You dig the hole with strict control. You make it twice as wide as the root spread and the same depth as the root ball. You do not bury the trunk flare. You do not sink the tree deeper than where it grew before. A buried trunk invites rot. A raised trunk dries fast. You keep the line exact. You set the root ball on solid ground, not loose fill. You backfill while shaking the tree lightly so soil fills gaps. You do not stomp the soil. You press with steady pressure so roots receive contact without compaction. Watering begins the moment the hole is filled. You provide a slow, steady soak. In cold regions, you water enough to settle soil but avoid saturation. In warm regions, you water deeply to push roots downward. In the tropics, you water early in the day to prevent fungal pressure from evening moisture. You observe how the soil responds. You note if water pools. If it does, drainage is compromised and must be corrected. Anchoring comes next. Young trees face wind, storms, and uneven growth. You stake only when needed, and you stake correctly. You place the stake upwind, not next to the trunk. You tie the tree with flexible material. You allow movement, because movement builds trunk strength. You avoid rigid ties. You expect to remove the support after the first year. A tree that stays tied too long weakens. Citrus in warm zones requires special positioning. You angle graft unions away from sunburn risk. You avoid reflective surfaces that amplify heat. You inspect for suckers from below the graft and remove them at once because they steal energy. Mango in the tropics needs trunk shaping early. You decide which direction the main leader will grow. You remove competing branches that crowd the center. You keep airflow clean because tropical humidity forces disease risk high during establishment. Berries demand different handling. Blueberries need acidic soil. You adjust pH with pine fines or sulfur if needed. You water lightly at first because their roots sit shallow. You mulch them with organic material that holds moisture without smothering. Raspberries and blackberries require boundaries so they do not invade the rest of the homestead. You plant them in controlled rows or in containers set into the soil. You enforce order because they spread fast. Now you introduce perennial companions. You choose nitrogen fixers that support the soil. You pick herbs that repel pests or break hard soil. You add shrubs that buffer wind or regulate moisture. You avoid heavy feeders near young trees. You plant companions where they offer benefit without crowding. Each companion must serve a purpose. If it does not, it has no place here. You control water in strict windows. Young trees need steady moisture during the first 2 weeks. You water every 2 to 3 days in warm zones. You watch the soil in cold zones and water only when the top few inches dry. In the tropics, you adjust according to rainfall. Heavy rain may cover your needs for days. You do not add water on top of saturation. You avoid both drought and drowning. Early shaping is the next layer of control. You do not prune heavily in the first year. You remove only what threatens structure. You clear branches that cross, rub, or angle backward. You open the center for airflow in citrus and mango. You create a simple frame that will guide the tree for years. You do not force production. You let roots take hold first. Threats arrive early. In cold regions, frost can strike late. You cover young apples or berries with cloth on frost nights. You do not use plastic. You anchor the covers so wind does not tear them off. In warm zones, fungal pressure rises after rain. You monitor for leaf curl or soft spots. You catch problems early. In the tropics, intense heat and moisture encourage pests. You inspect new flush growth for signs of pressure. You protect the young canopy with clean practices, not heavy chemical use. You watch for root stress signals. Wilting at midday with recovery at night indicates normal adjustment. Wilting that stays into evening signals trouble. Curling leaves often indicate water imbalance. Yellowing may reflect nutrient issues or overwatering. You respond fast. You correct soil moisture first. You address nutrient gaps only after confirming water is controlled. Mulching protects the root zone. You apply a ring 2 to 3 inches thick, not touching the trunk. You keep mulch 6 inches away from bark to prevent rot. In cold zones, mulch insulates. In warm zones, it regulates moisture. In the tropics, it shields roots against extreme rainfall and sun. You maintain the rain through the first year. You replenish only when needed. You stay disciplined about fertilization. You avoid heavy feeding early. Young trees cannot process high nutrient loads. You let the soil settle. If you feed, you use slow-release forms and only after the tree shows stable growth. You avoid pushing young growth that cannot support itself. Each week, you monitor progress. You measure new growth. You check leaf color. You track soil moisture. You adjust irrigation. You expect setbacks because establishment is the most fragile stage. You maintain control with firm, steady action. You end the first season by reviewing stability. The trees should stand firm. The roots should grip the ground. The canopy should show balanced growth. Berries should spread within boundaries but not escape. Perennial companions should support, not compete. This first year is not about yield. It is about survival under shifting pressure. You prepare for storms, droughts, pests, and temperature swings. You build a foundation that will hold for years if managed right. Chapter 3: Long-Term Care, Yield, and the Tight Space System. You enter the long-term phase with a clear understanding that maintenance is not optional. A small homestead does not forgive neglect. Every tree, shrub, and perennial sits close to another, and pressure rises as canopies expand and root zones push outward. You manage this system with steady control, not reaction. You start with pruning because structure dictates yield. Apples in cold regions require annual winter cuts. You remove dead wood first. You thin crowded branches. You create a strong central leader or an open center, depending on cultivar. You cut to maintain balance, not excess. You prune to let light enter evenly because fruit quality depends on it. Citrus in warm zones needs careful shaping. You trim back water shoots that erupt after feeding. You clear branches that shade the inner canopy. You remove any limb that touches the ground because pests climb fast in these regions. You prune only when the weather is dry to prevent disease entering fresh cuts. You maintain a rounded, stable form that stands strong during storms. Mango in tropical regions requires a different rhythm. You prune after harvest. You reduce height to keep the crown manageable. You thin the inner canopy to prevent humidity from trapping disease. You destroy infected wood at once. Berries demand renewal cycles. Blueberries need old canes removed every few years to maintain vigor. Raspberries and blackberries require strict removal of stent canes after fruiting. You do not allow them to tangle or invade tree space. You run them as disciplined rows. You prevent overcrowding because disease spreads fast when airflow fails. You guide each berry crop into predictable cycles that match your climate and soil. Now you begin perennial layering. This is how a small homestead turns limited space into full production. You add herbs that support pollinators. You add low shrubs that stabilize soil. You integrate perennial flowers that attract beneficial insects. You avoid heavy feeders that compete with fruit trees. You place each layer with purpose. You observe how water moves through the system and assign plants to match those patterns. You keep taller perennials away from young trees. You avoid shading the lower layers that depend on controlled light. Water management becomes more complex with age. In cold zones, you monitor soil moisture during thaw. Apples need steady water as buds break. You irrigate early if winter was dry. In warm zones, you schedule deep watering during heat waves. You avoid shallow cycles that create surface roots. Citrus prefers consistent moisture. You track how fast the soil dries and adjust as needed. In the tropics, water becomes both threat and resource. You protect trees from saturation by maintaining strong drainage channels. You add mulch where storms strip soil. You watch for standing water near trunks and correct it at once. Drought brings its own pressure. You do not panic water. You use targeted irrigation, giving each tree what it needs without waste. You use mulch to shield the soil from heat. You keep canopy size controlled so water demand stays manageable. You cut back young shoots during severe drought to reduce stress. You maintain production by protecting the core structure of each tree. Storms test your decisions. In cold zones, heavy snow can break branches. You shake snow off when safe. You brace young apples if wind hits hard. In warm zones, citrus can drop fruit under heavy rain. You keep trees balanced and free of weak branches. You remove fruit clusters that overload limbs. In the tropics, storm season carries real risk. Mango and avocado trees must be well pruned and anchored. You inspect support stakes before storms and remove weak branches that could tear the canopy. You prepare the system because repair after damage is slower and costlier. Pest pressure is constant. You monitor for signs, not symptoms. Apples show leaf spots early when disease creeps in. You remove infected leaves before spread. You watch for borers at the trunk base. You guard against fire blight by removing cankers during dormant months. Citrus in warm regions requires close inspection for scale, leaf miners, and greening signs. You act early. Mango in the tropics attracts fungal pressure fast. You watch for black spots on leaves and fruit. You trim infected parts and maintain airflow. You understand that prevention outweighs cure. Disease cycles shift with the seasons. You track when each threat rises. In cold regions, early spraying brings fungal activity. You clear fallen leaves and prune infected wood. In warm zones, humidity spikes during rainy periods. You keep the canopy open. In the tropics, constant heat brings year-round risk. You inspect weekly and maintain clean ground. You know that disease thrives in confusion. Your discipline prevents collapse. Yield targets depend on stability. Apples take years to produce fully. Citrus comes earlier but still requires strong rooting. Mango demands patience and commitment. You track each tree's progress. You measure fruit load. You thin apples to prevent biennial bearing. You remove weak fruit from citrus during early stages. You support mango branches when heavy clusters form. You prevent branches from splitting under weight. You understand that yield quantity means nothing if the tree suffers long-term damage. You harvest with control. You take apples when the stem breaks clean with a slight lift. You avoid pulling. You pick citrus when color settles and the rind feels firm. You test mango for slight give near the top. You do not force ripening on the tree if the season turns harsh. You know when to take fruit and when to leave it for a final push. You use judgment, sharpened by observation, not guesswork. Storage and preservation extend the value of your yield, but you approach this only after securing the orchard. You ensure trees recover after harvest. You prune lightly if the season allows. You water if dryness threatens root recovery. You feed with balanced nutrients only when the system calls for it. You avoid overfeeding during late season because it pushes weak new growth that cannot survive cold or storm pressure. You train the system to sustain itself. Mulch breaks down and feeds the soil. Leaves fall and create natural cover. Perennial herbs draw pollinators that increase fruit set. Berry rows act as seasonal indicators. Their early decline or vigor tells you how the soil shifts. You watch everything. You track patterns. You correct small issues before they grow. Long-term care includes renewal. You replace aging trees when productivity drops. You graft new cultivars onto old roots if the rootstock is strong. You add new perennials when gaps appear. You remove plants that no longer serve the system. You maintain order. You control expansion. You keep the homestead tight and efficient. Climate shifts add new pressure. Cold zones may warm. Warm zones may face unexpected frost. Tropics may experience stronger storms. You adapt by choosing future cultivars that match the new patterns. You do not cling to old assumptions. You move with the environment because survival depends on it. You step back and assess the system as a whole. Fruit trees stand controlled and productive. Berries fill the margins. Perennials support flow and stability. Water moves correctly. Air filters through. Soil holds strength. You built this through discipline, observation, and controlled pressure. The small homestead is unforgiving, but when managed with authority and patience, it becomes a reliable machine of yield and resilience.